Okay, I think we have to start. Thanks again for your coming. We will have now a brief overview and a collection of messages from all three parallel sessions on societies, energy, and ICT. If I can suggest, maybe to start with the key messages from the societies session, then maybe to go with energy session, and then with ICT session, if you agree. And after that, but please just keep short, because the bilateral meetings are starting at 4:30, so we have to keep the schedule, please not longer than 4 minutes, I would say, you know, all in all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Just one second. Okay, short overview of parallel session dedicated to social science. So we spoke, there were four speakers, and at the beginning we get overview of SSI sector and the comparison between research in Western Balkan countries in this area and European countries, and we concluded that there is a low output in social science in our region, but there is tendencies for growth. Job far from being done in SSH and a lot to do. But we have one good example of best practice, if I can say, it's RRPP project, regional research promotion project. It's best practice in field of SSH and with a lot of results, but main issue is sustainability of this project, because there is a lack of long-term financing and also lack of understanding of SSH area in general. And of course, question is what will happen after the RRPP project will end. Then we spoke about data sharing and data archives. It's also good practice from RRPP project and result of RRPP project. And we concluded that data sharing and data archives are crucial precondition for SSH research. And just one second, fourth presentation was about innovative, inclusive innovation. And we concluded that production in advanced countries can consider the idea of innovative, the idea of innovation to lower cost without compromising quality. The other result that European lower income groups can benefit from inclusive innovation at a different scale. And public third conclusion was public procurement for inclusive inclusive innovation can be designed by innovative policy making. So that was from social science panel. From energy?
Yes. So we had a session on secure, clean, and efficient energy, which was one of the societal challenges of the Horizon 2020. We had several very, very nice presentations. The main conclusion is that the way to sustainable energy system in the West Balkan countries is supported by the big potential that you have here, and different factors, like not only the conventional wind and energy, but also the hydro energy potential, biofuels were mentioned. All of them will need a lot of effort, and it was clearly stated that not all the solutions can be incorporated from elsewhere. There are many specific questions and features of the region that will need addressed by the corresponding science. It was very strongly pronounced that energy efficiency and energy efficiency research plays a big role, and first of all could and will have an intermediate effect on the performance of the World Bank Balkan countries, both in terms of consumption, prices, and all corresponding factors. As the important part of discussions, there was the issue of internal West Balkan countries' cooperation. So we are here mostly talking about the cooperation between West Balkan countries and Europe, but there's a lot what can be done within West Balkan countries to raise the attractiveness of the region, to raise the critical mass, to raise the competencies, and that should be done in a very flexible, variable geometry, just linking those who could be linked, not looking very precisely at the borders, region borders, just to make the region more attractive. Also in terms of new instrument, like innovation strategy for smart specialization of the regions in Europe, which will have its own funding. Thank you very much. And also the structural funds will have a big impact now on the in energy area, on the funding and cooperation schemes between Europe and West Balkan countries. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. In the ICT section, I would say, to summarize it in one word, it was a positive environment in the end, although it didn't seem to be when we started. The main points were, first of all, there are important opportunities, not surprisingly, very much in the area of digital content. Digital content is something that is local, that is regional, and thus there is a huge opportunity. We discussed some principles of that, such as openness, generativeness, the issue of public data, which is quite an important one, but of course also reaching out to the market. In particular, the exemplar case of smart Southeast European coalitions, so which is really about this regional aspect. The second presentation was about addressing specific ICT RTD challenges, with the example of Kosovo being given, where there is the challenge of researchers being in isolation, the gaps between industry and research, the issue of careers for young researchers, and of course also an underlying strategy to be developed and to be followed. But on the other hand, it was shown how to identify strongholds of ICT research, even in small regions. The third presentation was a bit about something, about some counterintuitive facts, I would say, about ICT, using the example of Bulgaria, where we see actually multinationals emerging from countries such as Bulgaria, something that probably is not common knowledge. And we then discussed how important it is to also focus on existing success stories. Of course, since Horizon 2020 is sort of the underlying theme here, we also discussed how to best exploit opportunities and using existing support structures such as the Idealist Network, how to best make use of the existing knowledge there, the networks, in the example of Idealist with 85,000 contacts and, of course, events. In the discussion that we had, we really focused on how to attract policymakers, how to make them aware of these strategic aspects, where the opportunities are. And it was, I think there was general agreement how important it is to focus on personal contacts, hands-on experience, so to say, and also on success stories, because this is really what policymakers are after.
So thank you very much. As I said, we had this overview in the end of today's presentations. Now, the brokerage event will take place. It's in 19th floor. You have received, during the registration today, you have all received personal agendas. So your meetings are on these agendas if you have been booked or you have booked the meetings by yourself. So those who have booked the meetings or have been booked, please proceed now to the 19th floor. 19, yes, 19th. Yes, it's in the sky stage, so it's a wonderful view. You will have the perfect environment to go further with your networking. And all the others who are not, who do not have bilateral meetings, please come at 7 o'clock. We will have networking and cocktail reception with dinner. And we will have also appearance of an Austrian band where you all know Klaus Schuch is playing as well. So I think it's interesting information aside. You should visit. You should take this opportunity. So, as I said, please now proceed. Those with bilateral meetings proceed, and the others have, let's say, break until 7 o'clock. Thank you very much. Tomorrow we are beginning at 9 o'clock. Thank you.